fear today, forgot tomorrow. Ooh, here beside the news of holy war and holy me, ours is just a little sorrow.
Well, hello, everyone.
What's up? I'm Tyler.
And this is DJ Mac.
And you're listening to 91.5 WMFO, Medford.
Test Reform Radio.
Yeah, we're the AFM.
We're the AFM. Welcome back to another week of... Oh, no. The mic isn't cooperating.
Oh, a little squeaky mic. Some more accidental ASMR this week.
Well, you know, I think that's become our brand now.
I guess so.
Yeah.
I guess so.
Oh, no.
If only we could eat, I would bring, like, some popcorn.
Oh, yeah. I feel like that's, we could, like, bring eating noises. We could pre-record eating noises.
That'd be really... We could upload them to Rivendell.
And yeah. Just, like, yeah. We could go to the DDS and, like, make some fun noises.
Yes. Do they have a little, like, recording?
Yeah, they've got a really, really nice sound booth at the DDS.
Really?
It's, like, silence on the inside, so, like, there's no echoes or anything.
I want to go in there and just, like, stand there and talk and see what it feels like.
It's, like, a normal room, and then you close the door and, like, pull out the curtains, and you're like, ooh, it's a little bit quiet.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, how was your short week?
It was short, and it was nice.
I really enjoyed the short week. My homework finally died down before the short week.
So delightful. Delightful.
Just, like, really did not do much this week, and it was fantastic.
And, you know, that's great.
It felt good. It was much needed. It was much... I could tell because I, like, finished a midterm, and then I just watched... Just binge-watched Netflix. And I was like, I needed this.
Delightful. What on Netflix did you watch?
It's embarrassing.
Oh.
I've been working through... Finally working through Private Practice. The Grey's Anatomy spin-off.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's so bad. It's such a bad show.
As someone who watched the first episode, yeah.
It's... Like, not all of the doctors do something unforgivable at some point in the show. Even the ones with, like, a moral compass. They all are supposed to have a moral compass. And they do stuff that's just so dumb. Like, the episode I watched yesterday, like, one of the therapist's plot lines is that he was, good intentioned, but refusing to sign off on a trans woman's bottom surgery. It was like, I was like, are you kidding? How?
Yeah.
Like, how is this the behavior of a good person? She's like, I've known this about myself since I was a child, and I just, the only reason I didn't do it sooner is because I didn't have money.
Yeah.
And I really would love to have this surgery. And he's like, I don't know if she's mentally stable enough.
Squeeze me. Even if she had, like, found out, I don't know, in her 20s and still been like, yeah, this is something important and I'm 22 now, that's something.
It just seems like even from the standpoint of the show, it's supposed to be completely unambiguous that she knows what she's doing. Like,
wow.
It was very odd. And so then the climax of that plot line for the episode is that... and she's also a therapist, and one of her psych patients shows up at her house and drugs her and then cuts her baby out of her belly.
I'm sorry, what? Baby. What? What?
Yeah. It's insane. And so then she's obviously, like, super traumatized for the next, like, 2 seasons. That's her whole character, is being super traumatized.
Listeners cannot see this, but I'm making a face of absolute...
Yes, just, like, utter confusion.
Yes.
Which was also me, like, watching. I was like, there's no way they're actually going to go through with having
this
psych patient cut.
That's, like, something out of Criminal Minds.
Right. Right.
What?
It was absolutely wild.
I feel like Grey's Anatomy definitely had a couple moments where you're like, this is just barmy. But mm-hmm. I don't know if they went quite that far.
This is all Shonda. This is all, like, why is she I saw a tweet recently, and I was like, it honestly just makes me feel better that somebody else out there is watching Private Practice right now. But it was like, how did they let an actual line on Private Practice be, I hate abuse, but...
But? No! No!
And I was like, I don't remember the specific line, but... I literally saw that tweet while I was watching the episode about the trans woman, and I was like, yeah, I'm sure that that is a lie. Like,
oh my goodness.
Yeah. It's just wild.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. So I can acknowledge that it will be good for me to finish this show and mm-hmm. move on to literally anything else.
Yeah, you know.
I get through shows really slowly, so I actually started watching it before Sex Education Season 3 came out,
but I'm so determined
to see it through that I still haven't seen Sex Education Season 3. So I'm excited to watch that.
Yeah.
Soon.
Yeah. I think I've already seen Season... Yeah, I've seen Season 3.
How was it?
It's really good. It's frustrating, but there were moments where I could not stop laughing for about 20 minutes straight.
Nice.
Again, okay. I have the humor of, like, a third grader, so anytime someone uses, like, bathroom humor, I was like, oh my god, this is it.
Yeah.
Yes. And luckily there's a lot of it.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, no, there was an entire episode that you'll see is delightful.
I love it. In the spring, I just, like, tore through the first 2 seasons. Yeah. Loved it.
So good.
It's so good. And season 2 is better than season 1, I think. So
yeah.
I don't know if...
Season 3 is better.
It's better.
It's better.
That's good.
Characters get more complex. The new principal is terrible. I'm not spoiling anything by saying that. She is horrible, and we desperately do not like her.
Amazing.
But, yeah, it's frustrating and interesting to watch a lot of her interactions, especially with trans students. So,
ooh.
Yeah.
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 Makes sense.
Yeah.
What are you watching right now, though?
What am I watching right now? I got on a Norseman kick.
On a...
Norseman?
I haven't heard of that.
It's like a satire. I think it's produced in Europe. I don't know if it's... I think it might be a Norwegian TV series. But it's in English. And it's a satire about, like, Vikings.
I love that.
It... is so gory and messed up, but it's hilarious and incredibly stupid. And the premise for the beginning is that they go on a raid and they capture this Roman guy who thinks he's, like, hot stuff. And he's like, well, I don't have to do any of this. I shouldn't work for you. And he's complaining about everything. And of course they're, you know, doing horrible things because he's...
Of course.
Yeah. But, oh my gosh, it's at once hilarious and atrocious, and I have to remind myself at many times that it's a comedy.
I love that.
Yeah.
Sadly, I don't do gory.
Okay, shows, so it might not be for you.
So it wouldn't be for me, but that sounds delightful.
Yeah.
Vikings are so funny.
I think my favorite line was... They were all wearing, like, you know, the tradition, like, the Viking helmet that everyone thinks has, like, the big horns on it? And they're like, oh, yes, stereotypical Viking helmet. So nobody's wearing those. Everyone's just wearing the helmet without the horns. And this one guy walks up with the horn sticking out of his helmet, and they're like, what are you doing? He's like, I'm making a fashion statement. And they're like, I'm sorry, what? They're like, yeah, this is the new rage. I'm starting a trend. Everyone's going to be wearing these someday.
I love it.
And, yeah.
And he succeeded.
He succeeded.
Good for him.
Yeah. So it's a lot of stuff like that.
Nice.
Yeah.
Avril Lavigne released a single yesterday.
Oh.
I listened to it with Izzy. It's, like, fine. Like, it's exactly what you expect from Avril.
Okay.
Say it's fine.
Oh.
It's worth listening to. It's, you know, definitely not bad.
Yeah.
But definitely, like, I feel like I've heard it before. But I'm interested to see what you think.
Oh. Is it called Bite Me?
I think so.
Unfortunately, it's explicit.
Oh. Whoops. Okay. Then everybody listen to it at home.
Yeah. You've got your recommendation from Tyler.
Oh, it's a pretty lukewarm.
Lukewarm recommendation?
Red, Taylor's version, comes out at midnight.
Oh.
Maybe I should have tried to get the station at midnight just to play it. But it's definitely going to be over an hour.
Yeah, but I feel like if you... I don't know if there's anyone on at, like, 3 to 5 a.m.
There you go.
Yeah.
You wake up at 3 a.m.
Or just Taylor's. Stay awake till then.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. When do you normally go to bed?
It's been getting earlier.
Okay.
This semester.
Yeah.
So I used to be firmly like a 12:30, 1 a.m. person, and now I like to go to bed at like 11:30.
Nice. It's very like healthy habits you've got
there.
It
feels good.
Yeah.
It feels good.
I've been, thank you daylight savings, but I've been slowly bumping up when I go to bed, and it's been lovely.
When do you go to bed now?
It used to be like 1, 2 a.m., and now it's like about midnight.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. So you're like, you know, slowly we're creeping back in a good direction. Yeah.
I read like a clickbait headline recently that said that the healthiest time to go to bed is between 10 and 11.
Hmm.
I was like, I believe it.
Yeah.
When I go to bed at 10:30, I feel great. But I don't usually do that because I have stuff to do.
Yeah. Yeah. I have stuff to do. And I'm like sitting in bed and I'm like, I'm not tired. But I am tired, but I'm not going to fall asleep.
Or, like, when I used to be, like, a 1 a.m. person, I would have that, like, getting tired at, like, 9.
Mm-hmm.
Like, 9 is way too early to go to bed.
Exactly.
But at 11, I wouldn't be tired.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the weird, like, tired, and then all of a sudden you're like, boom, second wind.
Exactly. And then you're just awake for 7 more hours.
Yeah.
In between the two sleepy periods, though, used to be, like, an extremely productive homework time for me, though.
Yes.
Like, extremely, like, I used to do all my homework then.
Yeah.
And it worked great for me. Now I have to do more during the day.
Yeah. I'm getting a bit better about doing my work earlier in the day.
Yeah. Now that my accustomed bedtime is earlier, I'm not productive late at night anymore.
Yeah.
I just
Same.
Go to bed.
Like, it hits like 8 p.m. and I'm like, it's dark out. I'm done.
Even if I'm awake enough to focus, I just don't wanna.
Yeah. Or yesterday, it was dark at 5, and I was like, okay, bedtime.
Yep.
And then I was awake till, like, 1, but, you know.
But it feels good to just, like, get in bed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's nice.
Let's see, do you have music?
I probably do.
Very cool.
I need to look in my...
I've
got a playlist that's titled... I've got an untitled one. Oh. Wait.
I've also got a song that's on Bandcamp.
Oh.
So Baby Girl released a mixtape.
Okay.
She's preparing to release an album and decided to do a little, like, warm-up mixtape. And on it is a really, really good cover of Always' song, Not My Baby.
Okay.
So I could play that, but let me just check.
Yeah, go for it.
I am, like, almost positive it's not explicit.
Yeah. Very cool. I amazingly have not found... anything else in the last week. I take it back, actually. I have found something else, but it was, feel free to laugh. A couple of the, oh my gosh, what are they called? Here, we can swap out. Music for movies. Soundtrack. Thank you. Soundtracks from Ice Age.
Good to know.
Yeah.
Okay.
There were a couple, and of course one of them showed up on this like obscure frog TikTok, but it was like a really, really nice like sounding one. And then I was like, I need to find what this is. And then I found out it was from Ice Age, and I was like, delightful.
I love that.
Yeah.
I've been listening. My girlfriend is a big Aminé fan, so I listened to the new Aminé record. It was very good, but probably not really any of it is radio friendly.
Well,
maybe something.
We can search.
I can check.
Yeah. You wanna hit go? Okay.
Sir Baby Girl is a legend, releasing his second album soon.
Yeah.
First album's also incredible. I've played
delightful
music from it multiple times on the show, I think.
Yeah.
And I love Always. I was telling Mac during the song that that reminds me of my, like, sophomore year breakup era.
Mm.
Not My Baby was on my little, like, breakup playlist.
Yeah.
That'll do it. A little nostalgia.
Yeah.
We gotta talk about potluck.
We do gotta talk about potluck.
My house is throwing a potluck tonight to celebrate.
Oh, that was... Oh. I'm so sorry to our listeners, if we have any. The station ran out of alcohol wipes, but there's still some lovely liquid at the bottom of the container.
So much liquid.
So I got another towel from a different location to, you know, wipe things down, because this place is perpetually grimy. And then it made really great ASMR dripping sounds, but in a terrible way.
Great, terrible, like, dripping sound. Like, I heard a little slosh.
Yeah, but, I'm sorry about that.
You know, it's okay.
Yeah.
It's our ASMR has taken a different turn.
Yeah.
But I'm sure it will find its audience.
You know, at some point, it will.
Yeah. Right, but my house is hosting a potluck tonight to celebrate daylight savings. Mac is coming.
Mm-hmm.
Which is... So many people are coming.
I'm really looking forward to it.
A lot of people I like don't really know, because it's my housemate putting the whole thing together, and so I'm really excited to hang out with her friends whom I don't know personally.
Yeah, wait, is this Ananya's or Izzy's thing?
Izzy's thing.
Okay, yeah.
So, like, Jen Best is going to be there, like, Kat Wang.
Jen Best is a delight. Also, I guess she's making aloo gobi.
Ooh.
But she also is, like, the soup queen.
I did not know that about her.
She makes a really, really good white bean chili. In fact, I did that with her and Izzy one time, like, sophomore year, in Izzy's, in the old little Latin Way place.
Mm-hmm.
And it was me, Jen Best, and Izzy, and we made white bean chili together. And it was delightful.
Chili. My mom makes a white bean chili with, like, chicken.
Mm.
That's really, really good. That sounds incredible.
Yeah.
What are you making?
I am making roasted acorn squash. And
it's
I'm
so seasonal.
It's so seasonal. It's great. I got a little acorn squash from Trader Joe's a bit ago, and I was like, I need to use this. And I'm like, this is the perfect time to use this.
It is perfect.
Yeah.
A potluck pushes you to, like, really cook.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's just one. I went for, like, a very low effort thing, which is just mashed potatoes.
But, you know, that's, like, a comfort food, and it's delightful.
It's a comfort food. It has its places at a potluck, I feel.
Very important at a potluck.
A little garlic mash.
Yeah.
It's good. It's my mom, like, how my mom makes them.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And it's so easy.
I love that. Oh.
After we go off of the air at 4, I'm going to go home and boil some water.
Yeah.
Start it on that.
Yeah, I got to preheat the oven and then chop up some acorn squash that hopefully will let me chop it up, because, you know, sometimes they get angry.
Yes. Yes, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
What time is this thing starting again?
I've heard 6:30? Question mark?
That's early.
Yeah. Well, it's Izzy.
It's Izzy. We were talking about it today, and she's like, you know, people could totally go party after the potluck. I just don't want it to be like a party. And I was like, yeah, that's real. And she's like, I'm hoping people leave at like 9:30. I was like, 9:30? Fully gone at 9:30? I don't think so.
I'm surprised she didn't say like 8:30.
Yeah. Yeah, so true. But, like, we don't have homework. Like,
that's
it's a
true.
Holiday weekend, so...
That is very true.
I'm personally hoping people stay a little longer than that.
Yeah.
But, either way.
Do you have any fun weekend plans?
Yeah, I am hosting a bonding for my jumbo code team.
Aww.
A little, like, wine night situation.
Yeah, that's delightful.
And then I think I just want to, like, rest.
Yeah. It's a solid plan.
Mm-hmm. How about you?
Tonight's like the big plan. Yeah, I'll kind of see what's up. I need to get like started on a couple of my like final project ideas. But yeah, I had a really, really cute bonding with our climbing night group last week.
Grace was telling me about that.
It was so adorable.
Yeah.
It sounded
really classy too.
It was like the classiness was all Grace. I just heard that people wanted cheese, so I said cheese and went to Trader Joe's.
Yeah, that's
and
perfect.
And got a lot of cheese, and that was my contribution.
Cheese is great.
I pride myself on being able to make like a good like cheese, veggie, fruit board.
That's a good skill.
Thank you. Thank you.
Nice. How big is your climbing group?
I think there's like 14 of us. And I think about 12 of us, including Grace and I, ended up showing.
That's a good turnout.
Yeah, it was pretty good. It was really cool to see everyone.
It was cute. Did people know each other well before, or is it like a...
I think everyone knows about like one or two other people. So like everyone kind of like grouped together and like has people that they've known previously. A couple of people live together. It's really cute. There's a group of freshmen who are absolutely adorable.
Aww.
I love them. They're incredible.
I love freshmen.
They're so lovely this year.
Freshmen are, like, they are. All the freshmen I've met this year so far.
They've been
best.
Delightful.
And
I feel
so
like...
they're so energetic.
I know. I feel like now that, like, they're, like, sophomores and juniors, like, I feel like the previous freshmen are fine. They've mellowed out.
Yeah.
But I felt like they were, like, not as, like, wholesome when they were freshmen.
No, I feel like the other, like, the sophomore and junior, when they were freshmen, they were extremely energetic, but in, like, the ambitious way.
Yes.
You know?
And I'm not saying that, like, this crew isn't ambitious, because, like, I've got, in, like, my ex-college class, there's several, like, yeah, I'm going to be a lawyer, I'm going to do, like, one of them wants to be an ambassador.
Okay.
I was like, whoa.
All right. That's a good thing to know about yourself.
But they're, like, pleasant and low-key about it.
Right. Like, the other felt very, like, it's hard to explain the vibe. I just know, like, all freshmen are energetic.
Yeah.
This year seem more, like, down to earth.
Yeah. I think that's a good way of putting it.
Watching you clean a keyboard is, like, mesmerizing.
It's
so satisfying.
It's tough because I think this was toilet paper, and I'm really trying not to get, you know, like the lovely single ply Tufts toilet paper to like shred all over everything.
Little toilet paper flakes on everything.
Yeah, you know, yeah. Like everyone was used to when they had to, you know, go to the bathroom and wipe their bums.
Right.
Yeah.
You don't want that all over the keyboard.
No. That can be saved for, you know, freshman bums.
Exactly. Yeah. God, that is a huge perk of living off campus.
Ugh, I know.
Not living with the dorm.
Getting my own toilet paper. I initially I was like, okay, why, like the first time that we got toilet paper, Grace insisted that we get like the nice stuff, and I was like, okay, but I don't want to pay this much for toilet paper.
The price difference is really remarkable.
But she had a point.
Yes. I like a pretty cheap toilet paper, but not like, I like the really thin, but with like the imprinted.
Yes.
Like with some texture.
So like Costco toilet paper.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
like primo.
That's what my house gets.
We haven't made a Costco trip, and I desperately want to go to Costco just to, like, get Costco toilet paper.
My house has not made a Costco trip, but, like, a couple of times a semester, my housemate just, like, places an online order from Costco.
Oh, clever.
Yes. Well, I would like to go to Costco. It's been forever since I went to Costco.
I know. It's like an adventure.
It's like an adventure. You get such exciting things.
Mm-hmm. And the samples.
The samples.
I don't know if they're, like, pandemic happening, but still.
True. Costco chocolate chip cookies.
Oh, yes.
Where my mom's in my, like, quarantine. Like, huge guilty pleasure. Like, going mm-hmm. through cookies at an alarming rate.
Yes.
But they're really good.
Yeah. My weakness is the Costco pumpkin pies.
Mm, yes.
It's, like, $7 or $8 for an entire pie.
Yes.
An entire pie.
Entire pie. And then you just have
the
whole
I will
pie.
Eat the whole thing in less than a week.
As you should.
Yeah.
I love that.
It's amazing. I, in fact, might go ask my housemate to be like, hey, can I drive you to Costco just to, like, use your little ID? I will pay.
Yes.
I will drive.
Yes.
I just want pumpkin pie.
Who has the Costco card?
Marlene. Yeah.
And Nanya has the Costco card in my
house.
I don't know if you're, like... that you can bring in other people.
Yeah, as long as you
check out together.
Yeah, you have to check out in one fell swoop.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
I can handle that.
Yeah. Which we learned the hard way when we went shopping together last year for the greenhouse. Because I was, like, pretty sure that was the vibe. But then, like, we had a couple people with us who were, like, insisting to pay by themselves. I was like,
no,
this is not going to fly. But
it's
I was like, okay. And it didn't work out. But, you know.
That's the rules. Them's the rules.
Them's the rules.
So pumpkin pie. So does that mean, like, for Thanksgiving, like pumpkin pie, apple pie? Do you have a strong opinion?
I'm a sucker for pumpkin pie. Like, pumpkin pie is my favorite. It will always be my favorite. This is not to say I don't like other pies, because I love pies. Like, pie is objectively the best food.
I believe you.
Yeah. You can do anything with it. Because, like, shepherd's pie, which I know technically isn't, like...
It's technically a casserole.
Yeah, but it's got pie in the name.
It's got pie in the name.
Yeah.
Whoopie pies.
But yeah, you're right. It does. It has pie in the name.
It has pie in the name. There's so many things.
Yeah. What else? Oh, like pot pies.
I love a pot pie.
Oh, I made a veggie pot pie end of last year that was so good.
That's like a good cooking like thing.
Yeah,
that's
impressive. It definitely like exploded everywhere and like may or may not have molded the picnic blanket I had it on because I, you know, didn't wash it in time. Because, you know, gravy, I was like, okay, I can leave it for a day. I'm going to wash it tomorrow. And then, no.
No. Not quick enough.
Yeah.
Not in that April warmth.
Mm-mm. Yeah, the solid, balmy, like, 50 degrees.
Right, like, literally fridge temperature.
Yeah.
I love walking around this time of year because I'm like, I can just leave all my groceries outside.
Yeah.
It is fridge temperature.
Yeah. And once it starts snowing, you just have a little, like, ice cream freezer outside.
There you go.
The times I was tempted to just, like, go get ice cream and then leave it outside overnight when, like, just we didn't have space in the freezer.
Yeah. Worth a shot.
I didn't try it because we had, like, such a rodent problem.
Right.
Did you ever see the little friends who, in hordes hung out in the dumpsters out in front of our house?
No, but I heard tell of them.
Yeah. We made some nice ratty friends. I had a wonderful couple evenings. Well, mainly, it was mostly Will and I, because I think everyone else, like, freaked out about them, which is fair. But, like, Will and I would, like, sit there and, like, watch them as they, like, would, like, appear.
No way. I would not do that. That's
they were cute.
Okay. I guess.
Also terrifying when they'd, like, start sprinting at you when you were, like, walking home in the dark.
Oh, yeah, no.
They weren't running at you, but they were, like, desperately trying to get out and hide. So then they'd jump out of the bins, and I'd be right next to the bins. And I would, yeah.
All this...
Oh, wow.
All this talk of food. I'm going back now. I'm going from rats to food. But today I, like, ate a delicious lunch, but underestimated the amount of food that I needed.
And so now
I'm a little hungry, but I'm glad to know that our potluck starts, like, super early.
Yeah. Because
that means I will... Because I was like, I don't want to snack and... when I know that I'm gonna want to eat so much.
Yeah, I feel like tea might tie you over.
Tea, and then the little samples of my mashed potatoes.
Yeah. That'll think will be enough to like get you through.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Nice.
I was gonna roast carrots tonight as well, and then I was like, I'm gonna eat the carrots, so I had like leftover hummus.
Oh,
I was like,
I have carrots and hummus at home.
I'd forgotten how like. Much of a good meal that was. Like, not a snack, that's a meal.
Oh, I've eaten hummus for dinner like too many times this semester.
Yeah.
It's just great. It's like it's right there. It's
I know.
Great. It's so filling. It's
and it's
great.
Easy.
It's easy. It's the easiest.
It's delightful. I had gotten it for the so we had a couple people who were like vegan, so I was like, okay, well y'all can't eat cheese, and they're like, no, we can't eat cheese. So I like got guac and hummus. And then I had so much left over, and I was like, oh, no, what do? I don't normally eat them, because they're, like, too sauce-adjacent, so I don't really do sauces.
Okay, I didn't know that about you.
Yeah, but then I was like, you know what? And then I had them with some veggies, and I was like, this is delightful. I don't know why I didn't this sooner.
That's a really good, like, I love the accommodation at this bonding you hosted. Like, you, again, super classy event.
It was not free, too.
Not free.
It was not free. Yeah. I feel bad because someone is allergic to airborne peanuts. Like, they smell a peanut and they, like, go into anaphylactic shock.
That sounds incredibly stressful.
Yeah.
I guess you just have to not think about it that much. It's just, like, I guess, yeah, I guess people don't have peanuts out in public that much. I guess they shouldn't go to, like, a baseball game.
Yeah. Like, airplanes would be tough, too.
Airplanes have started switching off with the whole peanut.
They have, but I feel like older planes just kind of, like, have, like, the perpetual layer of, like, peanut dust and oil.
Peanut oil.
Just there.
On all the seats.
Yeah.
You'd think that by now they would have, like... Like, there would be a treatment for allergies. Like, even if it was just a temporary, like, I'm about to go to a baseball game, let me...
EpiPen.
But that's not, like, you're still supposed to go to the hospital.
No, it's not a preventative thing. Yeah, no, it's a reactionary thing.
There should be something for, like, right before.
Yeah.
Because then you could, like... I don't know. I'm not allergic. I don't have any food allergies.
Yeah, same.
But people with peanut allergies, I believe, should be able to just, like, take something. And then
it's like lactate.
Like lactate. Yeah. Exactly. That's exactly what I mean.
Hmm.
We should invent that. I'm sure nobody else has tried
of,
to.
A ton of Benadryl.
So much.
So much Benadryl. You're drooling and half asleep, but you can have the Reese's peanut butter cup.
Debatable. But I like the spirit of it.
Yeah.
Should we play a song and then I'll try to find an allergy or peanut related?
Oh my gosh, I feel like there is like a peanut allergy one in there.
I feel like there is a peanut.
Yeah. Hold on, let me. Do you have something that you wanna share?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
If it were tomorrow, I would play some Taylor Swift. But...
Well, yeah, tragically. Or a day early.
Friday show seems really nice.
Yeah. Bailey and I had a Friday show when we first went together, yeah.
Right, I did my training.
Oh, you did your training with us. That was so lovely.
It was. It was like the start of our friendship. It was so nice.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, wait, you could hear the car horn from outside on the speakers. Mm. Love that our mics picked that up.
There was, like, a little road rage incident during one of the songs we played.
No.
It was so fun. Like, did you hear it? I think it was between, like, a car and a biker or something. Like, somebody honked and somebody, like, yelled back.
Oh, fun.
So fun.
So fun. Hmm. I mean, I can always play a Mumford & Sons song.
I was going to say, I can always play what I've been listening to lately. I just don't know if it's, like, that's, like...
Yeah.
Okay, let me see. I also...
I'm trying
to remember if it's explicit.
Yeah, while you're looking, I'm going to throw on a Mumford & Sons song.
Sweet.
And then we can explore from there.
Perfect.
So... Here goes, Rose of Sharon by Mumford & Sons.
Every time I close the door, I'm left wanting more of you. want to sit and die. I'm yours forever. Like I said, I'm done. I'm yours forever.
Well, hello everyone. That was Rose of Sharon by Mumford & Sons. I have finally, once again, played my obligatory Mumford & Sons song of the hour.
Important.
It's very important, yes. My lovely co-host is looking for our peanut allergy PSA.
I'm struggling. I really thought I had seen a peanut one.
I've seen them in the past, so I am sorry for your struggle.
I guess it's just towards the back.
Yeah. We're looking. We can kind of hear the little like paper shuffling in the background.
Oh, nice.
It's very nice. Yeah. It's great to hear. In a matter of, you know, using time. There is a massive wind tunnel that is formed between Halligan and the new CompSci building.
Oh, wait, that makes sense that would have happened.
Yeah, because there's no trees, it's at the end of the train tracks and the street, so, like, all of the wind that's from Boston Ave also goes there, and it is... I'm not looking forward to it in winter, because that is, like, my main and quickest way to get to campus, is through that little shortcut at the end of my street. But mm-hmm. Instead, I just have to suffer with the cold.
That is just wild.
Yeah, it was refreshing today. So I was like, ooh, nice. Like, I don't know, it's not super, super warm. Or it's not super cold. Therefore, it was nice to have the cold air. But, ugh. As soon as it starts to get, like, any bit rainy, it's gonna be misery.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm not the most excited for winter, but it's also lately my bigger concern is that it's so weird that it still hasn't gotten cold.
Yeah.
Like, I just feel like it should be cold.
It should be cold by now, because I walked outside in a very light sweatshirt, or not even sweatshirt, cardigan.
Right.
I don't know.
It's just like fine.
And it was fine. I was like, oh, this is okay.
I opted for like my heavier of two jackets and then was like too warm.
Yikes.
It was so weird.
I should not be sweating in November.
No.
This is something that should be relegated to summer.
Right.
No luck with the peanut PSA?
No luck with the peanut PSA.
That's really sad.
I don't know, like, I was so sure that it was in here.
I know they've got like a tree nuts are healthy for you one.
Really?
Yeah. I feel like we read that one a bit ago.
We read dried fruit.
Oh, that was the one. That's the dried fruit. Yeah, that one is a classic.
I'm trying to find one. There was one in here.
Mm-hmm.
That was so funny because it was clearly advertising a website that, like, probably isn't online anymore.
Yeah. You know, it's...
I got credit scores education.
It's the old archives.
This is like, I sometimes dive so deep into this binder.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna do blood donation.
Oh, okay.
Advertising blood donation.
Yeah.
What I like about this ad is that it's written in all caps, And so any, like, when you hear me talk, just try to imagine the experience of reading this in all caps. The need for blood is constant. Ooh. Your single blood donation to the American Red Cross can help save up to 3 lives. Be a hero. Donate blood. Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule your appointment.
I'm intimidated. Maybe enough to donate blood.
I have a lot of problems with the Red Cross, actually. But I do want to donate blood at, like, MGH.
Yeah, I also am not a huge Red Cross.
I know you're not supposed to subvert the PSA right after you say it, but, like, seriously, Red Cross, like, I want somebody to be as committed to me as the Red Cross. I donated, like, twice at Tufts University blood drives.
Mm-hmm.
Where they're just, like, on campus.
Yeah.
Pre-COVID.
Yeah.
And they still call me so aggressively. One time they called me, like, mid-quarantine.
Oh.
And they were like, hey, like, we noticed your last blood donation was, like, 4 months ago. And I was like, yeah. And she's like, why haven't you donated blood since then?
Oh.
I was like, well, it's a pandemic. It's like, I wasn't really leaving my house that much at the time.
Yeah. So I'm going to go to a hospital.
Go to a hospital. Like, by all means, donate blood. I feel bad because I keep, like, just honestly not thinking about it. I really should just schedule an appointment to donate blood for myself and just do it because it's really rewarding. But go to any other blood bank. Go to a hospital. Just don't. It's just not worth it with the Red Cross. They're so aggressive. As you can tell from this aggressive PSA.
Yeah.
They have a 30-second version, too.
Oh, I'm afraid.
Oh, no, this is emergency. This is advertising their apps. Their emergency preparedness apps.
Oh, interesting.
In all caps. The American Red Cross wants you and your family to be prepared for any emergency. Download any of our free mobile apps to have critical information on what to do in an emergency in the palm of your hand. Our apps include first aid, hurricane, earthquake, tornado, and wildfire. Find them by searching Red Cross in the Apple iTunes or Google Play stores.
Wow.
Which is like, okay, I like that one. That feels like it's for me. Like, it's helpful.
Yeah.
I don't know that I actually would.
No.
I probably won't download the apps.
I won't.
I just have had so many bad experiences with the Red Cross phone telemarketer people.
That's unfortunate.
I've donated to other places.
Yeah.
And they're much nicer.
That's good.
So I would just recommend donating blood, but anywhere else.
Anywhere else. Yeah. That's a good call. I don't know what it looks like from your angle, but there's, I don't know if it was a flower on the little, like, red part of the windowsill right above the WMFO, like, bowling pin thing.
It looks
like a little mosquito eater from here.
Yes. I didn't even recognize it as a flower.
Well, there's a flower above it, and then I was like, okay, the one below that I thought was a bug, but I think it actually might just be a flower that looks like a bug.
To me, it just looks like a weird, like, pen doodle bug looking.
Yeah. I definitely had a moment of, that's a large mosquito.
Yes. Yeah, I can see that. If I were sitting where you're sitting, I might also sick it. Whew, for a mosquito. I should not be yawning at 3:50 p.m.
But it's dark. Or almost dark.
The sun is literally setting. I hate this. I have a 3 to 4:15 class that we took outside yesterday, and they're like, the sun is literally, like, going down during our class. It's terrible.
I have a 3 to 4:15 in the basement of Tisch, so by the time I leave, it's, like, dark and cold, and I'm like,
What class is in the basement of Tisch?
It's in the computer lab for quantitative sociology.
Ooh. That computer lab seems really nice.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
But I hear the word quantitative and I shut down.
Yeah. Says the comp sci major.
I don't like math.
Didn't
code. I'll type code.
Okay. Isn't it just a bunch of zeros and ones?
Well, not when you're typing it.
Okay. I truly don't understand anything about coding.
It's like you type your code into just like a text file. Like it's just like text and then it gets converted into zeros and ones. And then the computer runs that.
Wow.
It's very cool. It's very cool.
Yeah.
But it means that I personally don't do much math.
Hmm.
Which is how I prefer for things to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
I wish I was bringing more music.
I do as well. I thought I had compiled some music for this week, and turns out I did not.
I didn't. I've just been... I used to be so, like, on top of it for radio. Like,
yeah.
So intent on, like, having stuff ready. But it's not my vibe this semester. I still like doing radio.
Yeah.
That's why we keep I think that's why we keep just talking so much.
Yeah.
Because I'm in it more for the, like, hanging out with you.
Yeah.
Making people listen to me talk.
Yeah, we should just turn this into a talk show.
We could start, like, bringing an agenda. Like, instead of bringing songs, just, like,
bring an agenda. Yeah, we can do that. So for the last 8 minutes, do we have an agenda item that we want to talk about?
What's newsworthy?
Well, we talked about the potluck, which is all important.
Potluck is important to all one of our listeners, probably, maybe.
Yeah, well, we can see. How many listeners do we have now?
Yeah, what if we gained more listeners?
We, in fact, have one listener, and that is us.
Yeah, yes. All right, and WMFO has to keep an archive of this show forever.
Thank you. Thank you, WMFO, for, you know, supporting our arts.
Should we, like... So, like, nobody's listening?
Unless the little shoutcast thing is wrong.
I ask because, like, should we, like...
No.
I knew you would not be receptive to that idea. But I love how funny it is to suggest it. Like,
yeah.
Mom's not home. We can say curse words.
Yeah. The trouble we can get up to now.
I know. Nobody's listening. There's no consequences. Except for that they're going to save the show forever and ever.
Yeah. And then, you know, the FCC digs into the archives and we're like, ah...
I don't know that they do unless they get a complaint. Like, I think somebody would have to hear us cursing and, like,
yeah.
complain about us to the FCC.
Yeah. And, like,
so, like
I have on accident
I've cursed.
Played
yes.
curse words in songs.
Yeah, I don't think I've personally ever cursed, but I've played curse words in songs.
Yeah, I feel so bad the one time on... Bailey's show, when Bailey was originally training me, I was so excited to play, at the time it had just come out, the new Mumford & Sons song.
Nice.
And it unfortunately has one large curse word. Very, very large curse word. Right in the middle. And I was like, I've got it. I'm going to silence out the one curse word. And I turned the sound off a second too early and turn it back on also a second too early, and then we just had a little like silence curse word.
I'm obsessed with that.
And then I was like, oh no,
that would make me feel very bad too if it wasn't my show.
I legitimately, like, the whole weekend, because this was on a Friday, I was like, oh no,
it's
oh
over.
No, what have I done? I've ruined my friend and roommate's music career at the WMFO.
He doesn't even do radio.
He doesn't do radio anymore, so, you know, I did ruin his career.
You did. It was
single-handedly.
That's what I'm gathering from this story,
yes.
For sure.
It is all my doing.
Yeah. I've accidentally played songs with curse words, and it turns out totally fine. I think if anybody is listening to our show and hears a curse word, they just shouldn't narc on us, honestly.
Yeah, we apologize. We're sorry. For the indiscretion.
And also, don't tattle. Nobody likes a tattle, too.
That, and enjoy the song, because it's probably a good song.
It's probably good if we're playing it.
Yeah.
Yes. No, I think a couple weeks ago, I accidentally played a song with a curse word in, like, the background vocals, and I was like, it's fine.
Yeah.
It
wasn't the main lyric. It's all good.
It's not that, like... It's not prominent enough that I even remembered the song had a curse word. Because if I can remember off the top of my head that a song has a curse word, then I don't play it.
Also, like, there are songs that, like, don't list themselves as explicit.
So many. I don't know how they get listed as explicit or not.
I don't know. Also, like, the radio station that I, like, one of, like, the best radio stations, the alternative radio station that they eventually killed, which was really sad. That I grew up listening to, they just, this is probably why, you know, they disappeared, but they did not care and said all sorts of things on the radio.
I love that.
Yeah. It was endlessly entertaining. They had a bingo for Pride Month, and it was so problematic, but really funny.
I love that.
Yeah. It was like bingo if, like, we get a caller who's, like, this LGBT thing that calls in.
That's so Bay Area.
It was endlessly entertaining, and as an LGBT person, I was like, you know what? I support this. I'm not offended by this.
No. I give them the pass to play bingo.
Yeah. It's like, this is really good.
It's a little wholesome if you think about it.
Maybe.
Not really, but...
They were not a wholesome show. They were entertaining. They were not wholesome.
Fair.
Yeah.
If anybody here is all four of LGBT, can you call us in the last 3 minutes of our show so we can knock our bingo out?
If you are all four...
Just, like, a quick call.
Yeah, you know, let us know. Wait. At one point or another, I can say that I've, like, done all of them.
No, what? Oh, my God.
You run
the gamut.
I've run the gamut.
Is it gamut?
I don't know.
I think it is gamut.
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 Gamut. Gamite.
Gamite. You've run the gamut.
Yes.
That's so exciting.
Yeah.
Wait, you speed ran being queer.
I did it.
You won.
I was all of them.
You were all of them. You won.
I've won.
You don't have to do anything else.
No.
That's awful.
I can retire right now. It's great.
I'm happy to not have run the gamut.
Yeah, and that is so valid.
The lesbian to straight man pipeline is really...
You know?
I feel so much more relaxed now that I'm not... That I'm straight.
Yeah.
Like, I'm done. I'm retired.
Yeah. And there you go.
And this is Bay FM.
And this is Bay FM. Thank you so much for tuning in.
I'm Tyler.
And I'm Mac.
You're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Test Freeform Radio.
Have a good weekend.
Have a wonderful weekend. Eat good food.
Yes.
And farewell. Oh, wait. Oh. Aha.
There it is. Right through the pain.